Indeed. I mean, if you listen to the spokespersons for the ambulance workers, they're clear that what used to be a job of transporting people who were ill to hospital now is much more than that. They are having to be trained up in intervention and paramedic skills and to contain the situation and save lives ahead of the task of transporting them to hospital. So it's so much more than it used to be. And we've known for years that there is widespread understaffing of the service. So people are carrying more and more and shouldering more and more responsibilities. Their good faith has been stretched, and we arrive at this very unfortunate situation.
The HSE say they propose an offer of up to 14% on top of a 9.25% increase under the public sector pay agreement. Do you think that that was a fair offer, or what percentage do you think would be adequate for their role?
Well, I mean, obviously, there was a negotiation, and the ambulance workers didn't accept the first offer that was made. But, I mean, these are people who are in the business of saving lives. You know, I mean, whether it's nurses, doctors, in this case, ambulance workers and paramedics, you know, these are people who are at the front line of our health services. And the last thing they want to be doing is striking today. But they have been taken for granted. The job description has changed dramatically from what it used to be. They've stepped up. And obviously what's happened here is it's been stretched too far. So my view is that This was avoidable, and I would urge the government and the Minister for Health to impress upon the HSE management the need to reach a resolution urgently.
And calling upon the Minister, this has been in the workplace relations framework. If the Minister were to get involved right now, wouldn't that set a precedent that whenever conditions aren't really met by that commission, you would just go straight to the Minister, and if they don't engage, strike?
Well, I mean, the government can't govern at arm's length, and we see it in so many examples. I mean, the HSE itself, every time we ask the Minister for Health to answer a question about health services, it's not the Minister who answers the question, it's the HSE. So the government are outsourcing decisions, but it's them that's providing the budget. It's them that's saying that you've seen the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, in recent days saying that across a range of government departments they'll have to have cutbacks. So there is a failure of government here. And, you know, I get very frustrated when it comes to health services, that it's always at arm's length. It's always somebody else's fault. It's somebody else's responsibility to solve the issue. They're elected by the people. We don't expect to see ambulance workers on strike. And when it happens, we know that that's not where they want to be. So we need to find a solution here. And I think, if heads are banged together, I think a solution can be found.
And if Sinn Féin were in government, how would you expect to resolve this sort of an issue? Where would the funding come from for the enhanced pay skills when other projects within the health service do need funding as well?
Well, the issue is that the health service has been systematically underfunded for many, many years, and government have got away with this by creating this sense of a black hole. You know, they've actually convinced people that nobody can solve the issue with the health services. The facts are that they systematically underfunded it. If you look at Letterkenny Hospital, so much of the problems that we see every day is because of the neglect and underfunding of the hospital. So it has to start there. And if Sinn Féin were in government and we had the Minister for Health, you would sit down with the unions and make it clear, here is our plan of investment across the health service. Here is our plan to, you know, make your working conditions. And truth be told, I would say this latest row and dispute in the health services is more about the working conditions that people and the pressures that people are working under as much as it is about pay. And that can only be solved with a plan clearly implemented, systematically implemented, and that hasn't happened, certainly under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments.